Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with NXT broadcast live last night on USA Network from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. In the main event, Roxanne Perez defeated Chelsea Green to retain the NXT Women's Championship. NXT Men's Champion Trick Williams was attacked by Noam Dar while a guest on the Supernova Sessions interview segment. Dar laid out Williams and then posed with his belt, issuing a challenge to the champion. Also on the show, Meechan had her first match in NXT in nearly 4 years, defeating Ariana Grace. Another main roster transplant, former NXT Women's Champion Shayna Baszler, returned to an NXT ring after more than 4 years, beating Carmen Petrovic by submission. In other results, Lexus King pinned Duke Hudson, Fallon Henley pinned Kalani Jordan, Wes Lee stepped into the ring for the first time in 6 months, defeating Josh Briggs in the opener, and Tyson DuPont and Tyreek Egwe defeated the No Quarter Catch Crew. In National Wrestling Alliance news, NWA Power streamed yesterday on the CW app, featuring Thomas Latimer winning the vacant NWA National title in a four-way match with Blake Troop, Burchill, and Zion. Although it just aired, the match was actually taped back in March as a part of the Hard Times event in Dothan, Alabama. The title had been vacant since January. In other pre-recorded Hard Times matches on the show, EC3 retained the NWA World Heavyweight title against Silas Mason, and AJ Francis, the former Top Dollar, defeated Brian Idol. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.